Oh, my God. Look who's finally here. Robbie Gordon, ladies and gentlemen. We were saying that you were stuck in traffic, and I'm like, well, this guy's like the guy to beat in every off-road race.
Right.
Yeah, but there was no even shoulder to use.
You don't need a shoulder, do you?
Just ramp those cars.
Hop the rail.
That is really how you picture Robbie Gordon going anywhere, right?
Oh, that's how I felt when I was in the truck with him last time. I was like,
That was so much fun, Robbie.
That was great.
It's pretty rad, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. We've watched the video recently, and it's just like, I mean, we just had the giggles the entire time. And what I did, what I found out about myself is I didn't know that in high-stress situations, I apparently have a bit of a potty mouth. I mean, normally I try to be a lady, but I guess when you're ramping cars and I think I've got to die, I use vulgar language. I apologize for that.
Ramping cars, you're making me sound like, you know,
Evel
Knievel.
Evel Knievel, huh?
Ramping trucks, whatever.
Hey, brought his ramp out last time and jumped it in the parking lot.
So
and last
fun.
Time you were here, you guys did the whole thing at the Coliseum.
L.A. Coliseum. This week, we're in basically Newport Beach. We're right there at the end of the 55 freeway in Costa Mesa. And it's obviously a good off-road crowd. Southern California is off-road mecca for the industry. So, you know, just driving here, you look at all the lifted trucks with Toyo tires on it running down the highway, and it's amazing how many there actually are and how many people do stuff to their trucks in California compared to other states.
Because, well, on those weekends, they can take it out to the desert and fool around off-road out here, so a lot of guys are into it.
Well, you got a lot of choices. I mean, if you're living here in California, you got the beach on one side. You can cruise on up to Big Bear or Wrightwood or up to the mountains and obviously do a little bit of wheeling out there. But as soon as you cross over into Apple Valley, you know, it's free desert out there and you can have some fun.
And you started this whole super truck circuit, right?
Well, not really. You know, give respect where respect is due. This series existed before. It was called Mickey Thompson Off-Road back in the day.
Mm.
And Mickey and his wife were unfortunately murdered about 25 years ago over here in Brentwood. So I won the championship in Mickey Thompson. Ivan Ironman Stewart was my teammate that year. I moved on to IndyCars, then to NASCAR, and did my 20-year stint off other places. And the series, it does exist kind of with Lucas and Torque, but it doesn't race in metropolitan cities. It's racing out no harm to Glen Helen, but it's out in Glen Helen or Lake Elsinore. It's not racing in L.A. Coliseum. It's not racing in Newport Beach. It's not racing streets of Long Beach. It's not at the, you know, Detroit Grand Prix down in Belle Isle. It's not in, you know, different markets. So our series that we have is definitely different because we do race in metropolitan cities.
How do you do, like, how long does it take when you're taking an area that's not, I mean, this is all dirt track, right? All hills and jumps and all.
Well, we don't have to have dirt. That's the cool part about it. These trucks are amazing. We can make a racetrack anywhere. If you've got a golf course, if you got a cool golf course, we can do it at the golf course.
What?
Well, I mean,
without even messing up the green.
No, could you imagine playing in some of those sand traps? How much fun it would be, honestly. But you know, on the other side of it, we'd run the streets of Long Beach, no dirt, a little bit urban cowboy, urban off road style with metal jumps and asphalt. So we do half of our season or three quarters of our season this year will be on asphalt, which is very cool. Like you saw in the parking lot, set up the metal ramp and just get on with it.
Now, when you say,
I go back to the golf course idea, because I think that, have you thought about that? Because I know that golf, like it had a huge explosion when Tiger Woods was at his peak and there was golf courses opening everywhere. And I just saw something where it was like a lot of golf courses are closing down. And so they're not even being used as golf courses anymore. Have you ever thought about it? Because that's a kick-ass idea. And it's already set up for people to be lined up around the golf course to watch you guys tool by.
Well, we could. Obviously, you know, some of the...
I'll work on that for you.
Let's do that. You know, ironically, this week, last Sunday, I was in town building the track in Costa Mesa. And we went to a BMX track.
Okay.
And it was a track I did my first race ever at, which was very cool. It was the Orange Y off the 55 freeway in Chapman Avenue. And that's when I was 4 years old, that's where I raced my first race.
Little baby Robbie Gordon.
Little baby Robbie Gordon.
Goodness.
So little baby Robbie Gordon is actually going to race this weekend. Max is coming out for modified karts this weekend. So at 6 years old, it's going to be pretty cool to watch him go for it.
I remember seeing the video of him. Like, you know, like last year, you were showing me a video of him.
We've got him tuned up now. He's ready to roll.
My goodness.
During the break, I'll show you a video and we can talk about it.
The first event. There's two events that starts tomorrow. The first one in the Stadium Super Trucks that will compete at the OC Fair in the super sports show event center Friday and Saturday. Then you're going where? To the Naval
Air
Station?
Then we go down to Coronado. So this weekend, we've got three races. We've got Friday night, starts at gates open at 5, go racing at 6 in Costa Mesa. Saturday night, same thing, 5 to 6. And then about midnight, we'll gather all of our stuff up and make our way down to San Diego. And we race Sunday down in Coronado.
Oh, I thought you were going
to
say at midnight you're going to race in the dark. It's like, come on out.
So rad. Well, basically what we're going to do is we're going to do Bull Run style. We're going to start in Costa Mesa. And the first guy that makes it to Coronado without getting busted wins.
That'd be so awesome. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
The Heidi and Frank Show presents Mystery News Theater. Brought to you by SoCal Mini Dealers. The IIHS has named the Mini Cooper Countryman a 2014 top safety pick for the fourth year in a row. In fact, every year it's been available, it's been a top safety pick. Meet the Mini Countryman at SoCalMiniDealers.com.
Oh, the cheeseburgers. They're going down a lot slower than they were when the show started. We got the Belly Buster Burger, thanks to the LA County Fair for bringing that by. It's one of the new foods that you can get out at the fair. The entire burger weighs in. Well, the meat itself is 4 pounds, but with all the toppings, the bun, the sesame seeds, it has three cups of sesame seeds?
Three tablespoons of sesame seeds, and the bun itself is over a pound, just the bread.
They originally weighed in. Sammy's burger was about 5.5 pounds. Eric's burger was close to 6 pounds, and Johnny's burger was also close to 5 pounds. Right now, after the third round weigh-ins, we have... Sammy at round two had eaten 4 pounds, her burger weighed 4 pounds, 10 ounces. And now, after round three, her burger weighs 4 pounds, 10 ounces.
Oh, somebody's...
Sammy, I saw your burger, and you're not putting it in that thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
actually, it was...
She started fast, though. She did really well.
Yeah, she jumped into it and then hit the wall.
Gotta go slow, I guess.
4 pounds, 10.8 ounces was last round. 4 pounds, 10.5 ounces. So she did have 0.3 ounces in the last hour.
Have you guys seen how small Sammy really is, though?
She's very tiny. She's so tiny.
I mean, I think that burger might have weighed more than her when it showed up.
That's true.
Eric, let's see, started out almost 6 pound burger, and it's after round three, 3 pounds, 10 ounces left. My God. All
Jesus,
right.
Jesus, Eric.
And Johnny's burger is 4 pounds, 1 ounce. So you guys are still close to each other, but Eric's in the 3 pound range, so he's in the lead. Johnny is second. Sammy is in third.
But she's talking like 9 o'clock hour.
I think
you
she's
watch
taking
out.
It into the pits. I don't think she's coming out of the pits.
See, I think I'm on to what he's doing. He's eating the meat. He's going for the meat. He's going for the weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, with every race, there's a strategy, right? I mean, when you go into an off-road race, what's the strategy you take?
Survive.
I want to get through this thing.
Make it through. I think that's the route Sammy's taking. I think she's on the survival mount.
I guess that's a good strategy to have. I had a question about when you said, who'd you mention, your teammate, Ivan something?
Ivan Ironman Stewart. I'm dating myself now.
Well, but my question is, because I don't necessarily understand it, when you say teammate, I just always assumed it was like an individual sport. You're racing. So when you say teammate, how does it make you a team when you're racing?
All right. This series existed different in when Mickey Thompson had
okay.
it. Different than what it is today. We raced as Toyotas.
Okay.
And then there was Jeeps that Walker Evans raced. There was Nissans that Roger Mears raced. And there was always two or three cars at each one. Kind of like Formula One a little bit, where you're a two-car team.
Okay.
Even though you compete against each other, there's two cars in the house.
Okay.
And the only two-car team we have this weekend is EJ Vizo, an IndyCar driver, and Bill Hines. So they're the only two-car team that the trucks will look pretty similar to each other out of the 13 trucks that we have.
Okay. And so otherwise you're just going and doing your own thing.
Well, it's you know, it's our motos. It's Supercross on four wheels, kind of. Our motos are about 15 minutes for heat races, 20 minutes main event. And there's nothing your teammate's going to do for you except for maybe help you share some information on your truck throughout the day of what you've done different than somebody else to have a competitive advantage. No different than maybe Dale Jr. and Jimmy Johnson or Casey Kane. Those guys are all on the same team, even though they drive different cars. Okay. They do share technical information. So,
The Speed Energy Formula Off-Road Series presented by Traxxas. And yesterday when I got this copy, it had... three X's instead of two X's in Traxxas. And I was like, What's Robbie doing now? Is he driving the truck naked?
Like
three X tracks. I'm going to have to talk to Mr. Jenkins about that. I think I like it with three X's, you know?
There's a dirt track and there's a dirty track.
Are the hills shaped like breasts now? the triple X's?
You know... Bringing up Traxxas and talking about that, but could you imagine if you're 4 years old and you're playing with your remote car? These trucks that we race are basically life-size ones that you can climb in and get after it. So basically life-size Traxxas trucks.
So it's, I mean, how much, I mean, you said there's an IndyCar driver that's going to be racing with you guys tomorrow and the next day, right?
Yeah, EJ Vizo. He's actually won IndyCar races, very competitive. He opened Indy 500 this year. I think he was quickest on the first 4 or 5 days.
But this is totally different.
I mean, driving IndyCars and NASCARs.
No different than you driving your car to work. I mean, you still got to drive the thing.
No way, Robbie. Come on. That's what he was trying to tell me when I ramped the truck last year. And he's like, hey, if it's fine. I'm like.
You drove it last year, didn't you?
I did, but when I hit the ramp, I kept hitting the brake because that instinct is like,
You got scared.
When I got airborne, I was like, hit the brake. But yeah, you'd think it's way different.
Well, you get one or the other. You get a whiskey throttle or you get the scared brake. So.
I'll take scared brake.
I'm going to bring this up because I saw it in the news yesterday that about Tony Stewart and the district attorney says that he reviewed the evidence collected by the sheriff's investigators in the death of Kevin Ward, and he's decided to present that case to the grand jury. Now, he had the opportunity to say there's not enough here to even consider and just throw it out, but he saw whatever he saw and says he's going to presented to a grand jury. Obviously, in the race community, it's a very tight-knit, incestuous group. You guys all know each other. What are your personal opinions about this?
You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, you never know what – I wasn't there, so I don't know the situation. But I know I will say that, you know, I know as a race car driver, there's no way that Tony wanted to injure anybody.
Right.
You know, that was not a malicious, on-purpose act of any sort.
It was dark. He was wearing dark clothes.
Yeah, you know, it's who knows?
Right.
And the scary part is now you're going to a jury that really doesn't understand what we do. You know, they stand on the other side of the fence.
It's not really your peers when they're not race car drivers.
Exactly. So now you're talking to a bunch of people that don't understand what we do on a daily basis. So kind of scary for Tony, but, you know, the whole situation is just really unfortunate. And we've never... In the industry, I can't remember ever an incident like this going to a grand jury that I can recall.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's with the media coverage of everything and how everyone has. I mean, it's like with everything else right now. It's like everything's blowing up in all sports.
You know, you look at this and then you look at, you know, athletes that have, you know, had enhancements to perform better and they've been in trouble for those. So. It's just a different world that we live in today than what it used to be. I got to be honest with you, it's just not as much fun as it used to be.
Right.
But obviously, when you're putting these races together and you're going out and building a track, I mean, when you're with your colleagues and you're thinking safety is probably the main thing. It's like this has to be safe first.
Well, I think the first thing that all promoters like myself want to do is we want to make sure that the crowd's safe.
Right.
Because they're outside the fence and they're there spectating it. So. I think, you know, that's probably the first and foremost thing that we need to focus on. What happens inside the track is obviously different because us racers, we all know what we signed up for. You know, that's the competitive spirit. And, you know, we've seen it with Dale Sr. and other ones. And
is that part of sharing technical information? Is that's
well, I mean, the technical side that we've learned from like the Dale Sr. incident is obviously the use of Hans devices and the use of better seats. And, you know, it was very unfortunate that we lost Dale.
Mm-hmm.
But the industry gained so much because that was one of the leaders.
Good coming from something bad happening.
Good coming from bad. Now the cars are very safe and you don't hear about stuff like this happening very often. And unfortunate with Tony and the Kevin Ward deal, you know, there was a light incident on the racetrack, and then it happened with a car versus a human being. And obviously, you're going to lose being a
right.
a human being standing in front of a 3,000 pounder. I think a sprint car is probably only 1,800 pounds, but still, very heavy object.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took my son Kale out to the Coliseum last year when Tony was here. And it is something to see, especially when you're there. And I mean, he bought a truck in the parking lot. It was something else. But when you see
and
how many of them are in the race at one time? It's like,
at the Coliseum, I think we ran 14 cars for the main event.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's melee out there.
It is. It's
just one car. It's loud. Like you feel it in your bones. And
it's so much fun. And so I suggest that you go out tomorrow and for two separate venues. There's the Stadium Super Trucks that compete in the High Flying Series. They'll be part of the Sand Sports Super Show at the OC Fair and Event Center. That's Friday and Saturday. Then you move further south as part of the Coronado Speed Festival on Sunday afternoon at Naval Air Station North Island. That's are they going to be setting off mortars while you guys are out there too, just to actually spice it
well,
up?
It's Fleet Week down there,
celebration. You hear that, ladies?
Yeah. Fleet Week.
But you know, you gotta love getting the opportunity to race on the base. I mean, to cut it loose and race on the base. We had Sheldon Cree down there a couple days ago, and just looking at the video of being able to race on a landing strip is pretty rad.
Oh, and that's good entertainment for those people.
It'll be very cool. And it takes us to a demo that obviously they play in the dirt a lot, so they can relate to our competitive racing.
We got some people calling in. I have some questions for you. Let's talk to Trevor. Hello, Trevor.
Hey, how's it going? Heidi, Frank, Robbie.
Hi, Trevor. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What's your question?
First thing, Robbie, you're the man. You're the man of the dirt, man. You're my idol.
Well, thank you very much. How do you say it? I love to get dirty.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, on these stadium trucks, I haven't seen them in person, but I'm, you know, a Glamis guy, Ocotillo guy. Hey, what gear are you hitting, and how fast are you going on the bigger jumps out there?
Well, right now on our Facebook page, we have a jump from Long Beach Grand Prix that's, I think it's the second or third video down on the Facebook page. And we're hitting the ramps about 95 miles an hour at Long Beach.
Robbie, and oh, my God. I'm getting anxiety.
Bradley Morris airs this thing out over the top of the catch fence. So he's probably 15 feet in the air on asphalt. And he went for 4 seconds of airtime at 90, so went probably 200 feet of distance. So,
awesome.
You know, the cars, you know, the stadium trucks, you know, how do you relate them to? They're a little mini trophy truck, but they will blow the doors off a trophy truck. At Long Beach Grand Prix, we run 155 miles an hour at the end of the front straightaway.
Awesome. One last question. When are you coming back to Glamis and hitting the backside bowl at Oldsmobile?
You know, I went to Glamis last year, and the bowl wasn't there. I was very, very disappointed because I used to have so much fun there. Brought the trophy truck out, and there was just no good big air gaps. You know, there's obviously the canal, which we can jump the canal pretty easy. But, you know, the consequences at the canal could be pretty stupid if you want to know the truth. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to drown.
If you want to drown. So, because you're going to knock yourself out on the other side, but misfires or something like that as you take off. Where the other side, you know, you're going to land in dirt and you're going to deal with the consequences.
Hey, Trevor, do you want a pair of tickets to go to this, to the race?
Sure do.
Super Trucks OC Fairgrounds? Okay, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets, Trevor, okay?
Awesome.
Stay on hold. We're going to hook you up. Let's take another call. Let's go to Allie. Hello, Allie.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good. Say hello to Robbie Gordon.
Hey, Robbie, how you been?
Hi, Allie, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I just wanted to let you know that I'm a big fan. I met you in Ensenada about 2 years ago over at Estero Beach, and I just really need to give you back that plate of onion tacos that you gave me.
Yeah, you were out there when we were testing. I remember that. It was really funny. We had a whole thing of, tacos catered out, and we had a plate, and it was covered. And I'm like, hey, we got all these tacos that we didn't eat. You guys want them? And it was nothing but sautéed onions. There was no tacos. There was no meat. There was no tortilla.
No,
there was nothing. She got some onions.
Hilarious.
Well, Allie,
so excited.
I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to go see Robbie Gordon race this weekend, okay?
Thanks so much. Robbie, I wasn't able to go to the Baja this year. I had my gallbladder taken out the day the race started.
Because of the damn onion, Jay.
I told you not to eat the onions.
Stay on hold, Allie. We're gonna hook you up. Let's take one final call. Let's go to Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. Say hello to Robbie Gordon.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Robbie. Good morning, man. How you been, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. Hey, two quick questions. Sheldon Creed, he's obviously the real deal, and you know that more than anybody. You ever thought about the car with him in the future, maybe?
You know, Sheldon is definitely the real deal. He is as brave as anybody I've ever seen in my motorsport career.
That's quite a compliment.
Yeah, you know, I've seen him just size up stuff and just go clobber it without even testing it first or kind of rolling it to see. So Sheldon at Dakar would be kind of dangerous because he would see a dune. And he's like, oh, that's got a good lip on it. I'm just going to fly over it. And 200 feet later, you edge into the face on the other side. But in all seriousness, as a race car driver, he is very, very talented. You know, we've got a group of guys. I mean, Sheldon is really good. And the crazy thing is, you know, we've got a Dolly Lopez that comes out of Tijuana, Mexico, that just schooled Sheldon and myself at X Games. And, you know, there's some very talented young drivers that come out of the off-road series and move on to other things. Obviously, I was fortunate to be able to do it. Jimmy Johnson, Rick Mears, and Casey Mears. So, you know, four guys have come out of off-road and made a career out of it. And I think that Sheldon is one that can definitely do that.
What about your teammate Portillo? Is Ballistic going to go out there with you?
Ballistic is running this weekend. Yeah, he's running a King truck this weekend. So he's one of the 13 cars that will be there both on Friday and Saturday. And, you know, he had his new video out, Recoil 2, which is pretty nutty down there. And it's not some of the stuff he was pulling off.
Do you want to go see it, Mark?
Yeah.
Mark,
that was impressive.
Mark, do you want to go see it?
Absolutely, Frank. I'd love to.
All right, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks, Rob.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks.
Stay on hold. We're going to hook you up for the rest of you.
A lot of fans, Robbie.
The Speed Energy Formula Off-Road Series. Go see it. Sands Sports Super Show at the OC Fair and Event Center. That's tomorrow and Saturday. And then also, again, down the Coronado Speed Festival at the Naval Air Station, North Island. You can get tickets, stadiumsupertrucks.com, and tickets are available at the gate as well. Follow Robbie on Twitter, at Robbie Gordon, and at S Supertrucks. All right. Thank you, man. You know the door's always open when you want to come in.
No, it's great to be with you guys. Listen to you all the way down here. Great show. And I'm interested to see who's going to win this burger-eating contest. All right.
I got to be honest.
That's what misery looks like.
The size of your peeps eating these things, none of them are finishing it. Okay, I can promise you, I think the burger weighs more than all of them.
Thank you, Robbie Gordon. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. We're out of here, Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.